Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
98.7 FM and AM 1340 WGAU. This is Classic City Today with Tim Bryant.
My command staff and I met and put together a plan for what we hoped wouldn't happen, but did happen last night. And fortunately, we were prepared, and we partnered with the National Guard and Chief Shields.
Head of the Georgia Department of Public Safety there, Colonel Gary Bell, as we at 7:06 on Classic City Today, the weekend demonstrations, protests, riots, call them what you will. It hit so many parts of the state and did not leave Athens untouched. We had our issues last evening. We'll continue to talk about those. We'll talk next hour with Clark County Sheriff Ira Edwards. Right now, changing subjects quickly, to get to the election that is now 8 days away, actually the early voting that continues today around the state, including Oconee County, where there are commission seats up for grabs, one of them occupied by our next guest, running for a second term on the Oconee County Commission, post four, Mark Thomas, opposed by John Laster, by the way. Mark Thomas, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
I put you on the spot here, and if you don't know, you don't know, and hopefully there's nothing to know, but as long as we have you here, any word that you may have received overnight, early this morning, about any issues in Oconee County, any damage, any disruption there from the events of last evening?
I have not received any word of any damage in Oconee County, but that's not to say that there's, you know, not any damage. I just haven't received any word.
You folks on the Oconee County Commission, I think it's tomorrow night you'll meet, tomorrow evening in Watkinsville, either in person or virtually, and you can tell me, but the business being the budget, you're scheduled to adopt a budget, I think tomorrow evening, is that right?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And it is a budget that is going to be funded with or without a millage rate increase. What are you folks proposing to do with the millage rate?
At this point, we're looking at no millage rate increase. We had even talked about a rollback, and so, we're not going to set the millage rate tomorrow night. It's just going to be the budget. So there'll be further millage rate discussions.
How big a budget? What's the size of this year's budget?
The actual dollars, that was proposed at this time is around $32 million.
And that compares to the current budget how?
Of about 30, it's almost $31 million.
Okay, so up some, but not a ton. In terms, though, of dealing with the current circumstance, the coronavirus pandemic, I know we talked about this in the candidates forum at North High Shoals a couple of weeks ago, but Commissioner Mark Thomas, tell us what you're anticipating in terms of revenue reductions and having to make adjustments.
Well, it's a little bit early to tell as far as our actual sales tax revenue. The ad valorem tax revenue is very consistent because that's handled through the county itself, and that's where the property owners are assessed. And so the variable is actually going to be in the sales tax. And so it's still a little bit early to tell. I know that the state last month, I believe, had a huge deficit in the sales tax reduction, but we're just waiting on some of the numbers.
Again, Commissioner Mark Thomas, Oconee County Commissioner Mark Thomas. Back up and talk a bit about you and your line of work, what you've done, what led you to run 4 years ago, and why you want to run again. Give us a bit of background.
Okay. In 2010, I decided to run for school board, and I'd been serving the county prior to that on the Board of Equalization, and I was on that board for 19 years. And so I'd been giving back to the community and just felt like that it would be another opportunity to give back to run for a board. And so I was elected to the school board in 2010 and served in that capacity for 6 years. And then I just saw the opportunity with one member that was going to be stepping down on the commission side, and so I just decided to run for office at that point. And so I'm now into the latter part of my first term and seeking election for the second term.
What has surprised you the most over the last 4 years? Something that maybe you didn't anticipate in joining the commission?
Well, I think the magnitude of the work that has to be done in preparation for the meetings, also the wide variety of subjects that you deal with on the commission as say on some of the other boards that I've been on. And it's, you know, it's not something that you can take lightly and something that you can just say, okay, I'll show up for the meeting and then try to work through it. You have to do a lot of study and research and just try to be prepared as best you can and talk with the community. Make sure that you talk with as many citizens as possible, especially those that are going to be affected by any decisions that we make.
Some of the issues, and I know some of these were addressed in our forum of a couple of weeks ago. You probably had the occasion to speak on these elsewhere. The big one seems to be, or a big one seems to be, some heartburn about the library and the administration building and those facilities. Step us through your positions there.
Okay. The library is up for an addition. And so the state has been working with the library board and trying to come up with a plan for that addition. And as you know, the library is basically boxed in as far as the land is concerned around that. So there's really not a lot of room for expansion in the current facility that is there. And so one option would be to find another county property that the library could be built on. And so the administration building is something that's been talked about for a number of years, even prior to my election term. And so the administration building is an effort to get the people that are not court-related out of the courthouse and then put them all together in one building so that it would be much more efficient for the community to be able to come to that one location and not have to go through the rigid security measures that you have to when you go inside the courthouse. So that was the thought behind it. And then to be able to give flexibility on the courthouse to be able to be used for courtroom activities, and then it would give them a lot more room and the ability to expand and not have to build a courthouse or move it. And that was some of the community concerns, is that we keep the courthouse in Watkinsville.
I'm seeing some concern that folks may have about the price that the county is set to pay for some acreage, the 441 bypass for the new government annex building. Your thoughts there? Are you paying too much?
Well, we had a third party that was guiding us in the prices of the land that was available in the Watkinsville area. And so once we evaluated all the options, that seemed to be a very reasonable amount of money for the particular area that we were looking for.
Commissioner Mark Thomas running again, re-election would be a second term, post four on the Oconee County Commission, opposed by Attorney John Lester. You mentioned you've run some campaigns before, school board and a successful run for a seat on the Oconee County Commission. I'm going to guess you've never run a campaign like this one, though.
No, sir, I have not. This is a very unusual time. One of the things that I decided and some of the other candidates decided was not to get out and go door to door, obviously, because of the shelter in place. And then I also chose not to get out and put signs in front of people's yards and be out in the public during the shelter in place time. So, you know, it's a very different time in the fact that we were not able to get out and communicate directly with the public. And so we've had to do a lot of phone conversations and then some of the virtual meetings, and I appreciate you hosting the event the other night or being our moderator mm-hmm. in that event. And so it is very unusual times. And of course, I'm not you know, one of these that studies and researches exactly, you know, how the election's going to be affected by this, but it's certainly very different.
Well, I'll find out together. Commissioner Mark Thomas, best of luck out there running for another term, a second term on the Oconee County Commission. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.